Okay, we'll start the usual way as to lie on the floor. Bit. Just see how you are feeling. As an old teacher of mine said, don't try to change anything, just see how you are. And in the course of the lesson, during the rests, you will again see how you are, and at the end of the lesson, you'll be a new person. Though I know Moshe, he didn't waste much time with rest periods, but that's okay too. So, without further ado, please lie on your left sides. If anybody has problem with this side, you can lie on the other side. But once you start one side, stay on that. Can you hear me? No? Can you hear me now? Oh, okay. I'll speak up. Okay. Lie on your left side and put the right foot standing behind the left leg, standing vertically, and see if you can just tilt the right leg to the inside and to the outside a little bit, just in the range of comfort. You don't have to make for a big movement at first, and see how that feels. Which is more difficult, to the inside or to the outside? I guess inside is towards your knee. Okay, now just bring your foot, the right foot, a little farther away from the left, and again do the movement. You find the neutral and just go a little to the left and a little to the right. How is this different from the previous place you had your foot, and why is it that the foot, the knee, the right knee, doesn't go down more? Don't try to force it, but just ask yourself or notice where the limitation is. And now, bring the right foot even a little further to the right. And do that motion again. Find your neutral and go a little to the left and a little to the right. Again, within the range of comfort. Don't go into effort, because that's counterproductive to learning. Okay, stop that, as Feldenkrais says, stop that and lie on your back again. Myself, I like to have a rest period soon after the beginning to show you that you don't have to do much to have an effect in Feldenkrais. Now, for instance, if you had to go home now, ask yourself, you'd still take something with you. So it's not a matter of being here for the whole hour or not. So now turn over on your left side again, gently. And as Feldenkrais said, that lower leg, the left leg, is neither bent nor straight. So put the right tibia on top of the left leg. In other words, you want to find a fulcrum, Not the foot. Now find a place where you can do a seesaw with the right foot, so that neither your knee nor the heel touch the floor. Experiment. Either bend the right leg more, or in other words, you're finding a comfortable fulcrum from which to do a seesaw effect. The right foot should not be on the left foot. It should be off. Excuse me. Just bend this. No, lengthen the leg, left leg. That's right. You want something. Yeah. You can bend this left leg a little more. Bend at the knee. Okay. Now, do a seesaw motion with that. You okay? Did I disturb you? Okay. That's good. Mm-hmm. Just a simple motion. It doesn't have to be big in Feldenkrais, as we all know. It's better if it were clear rather than big. Ask yourself if that fulcrum spot, have you found it? You want an easy motion whereby the right knee goes a little towards the floor, and then the right foot goes a little towards the floor, but they do not touch the floor. Pardon me?
Can you repeat where the right leg is?
Yeah, the right tibia is on. Lengthen your left leg a little bit more. Now, just bring this up, this way. There. That's it. That clear? The middle of the right, bottom leg should be on the left leg.
Should be what?
Pardon me? Yeah. Okay. Bring this a little more this way. Bring your knee a little more this way. That's it. And straighten the left leg a little bit. Yeah. There it is. Is that clear? Okay, continue that motion. Do the seesaw motion. And what else is involved in this movement? What else, what other part of the body are you moving? And is this an interesting move for yourself? We're exploring movement, so make this movement of interest to you. And we'll find out in the course of this lesson that there are gyroscopic effects. So it's not only a bell hand, it's like bell hand in a gyroscope. The important thing is that you get pleasure out of this movement, that it's interesting to you. You're doing it, I'm not doing it. So you have to find your pleasure. I think in that book by Alan Berthos, The Brain's Sense of Movement, the scientists have finally found out that the reason we have movement is for pleasure. So, make yourself comfortable and explore the movement. Think of it that it's a continuous movement. It could be small, but as long as it's a movement, that in itself is a problem. What is a movement? In some of my, rantings, I use the term the smallest movement, which is still a movement. Of course, nobody understands what I'm talking about. see if you can make sense out of it. So it's a continuous movement, a seesaw effect. And see what else in the body is involved. What moves? Is it the pelvis? Is it And if you get a smooth effect, the movement will almost do itself. Okay, rest on your backs a little. Scan the body for the effect. What has that motion done to you or for you? Is one of the hip joints significantly different? Or what? You know, I can ask 10 people what are the changes, and they may give me 10 different answers, and they're all correct. Another thing, the changes that are occurring, they keep changing. They don't reach the point and stop. It just keeps on changing. And this is a process. See if you can feel that process. Okay. Moving right along, go on your left side again as before, with the right foot on the ground and behind you, and that right knee pointed to the ceiling, and do the original movement. Move the knee to the left and to the right. Try to make it a smooth movement. Slow down the movement. You should be able to change the speed of any movement. Because if you can change the speed, the movement is doing you. You're not doing the movement. Movements in Feldenkrais are voluntary movements. You are orchestrating your own system. Now, as we did before, move that right foot a little further to the right. Just slide it a little further to the right and continue that motion. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? You okay? You want it louder? I'm sorry.
I think this is
Yeah. Just, you know, so I'll give you visual cues. So just do that. And again, now move the right foot a little further to the right. And do that movement. Find your neutral and move to the left and to the right. How is this different from the beginning or from whatever point you might choose? Okay, now put your right foot over the left leg as before. We're going to continue the seesaw motion. Okay. Put the right tibia somewhere on the left thigh. Yeah, you in the right. Who asked that question? Oh, okay. Turn over on your left side. Good, that's good. Now bring this foot a little bit. No, bend the knee. That's it. Now find a little fulcrum to do a seesaw movement. You got that, Kristen? Okay. Do that seesaw movement again. And again, make this movement interesting for yourself. Now we're going to add another little soupçon. Just stop that, leave your right foot there, and put your hand a little bit on your stomach, below the sternum. I prefer right on the belly button, but somewhere on your stomach. Now, as a preliminary, boy, I'm really mispronouncing words. I must have had a TIA in the night, or I did that in the performance too. Okay. So now just your hand is on your stomach and just feel the motion of your stomach. Just feel that motion. And you find that it moves your hand. And allow it to move your hand. And now, keeping that awareness of that movement, make a little circular movement of the hands. It's like a movement, another movement within the movement of the stomach. And you're making a circular movement of the hand as if you were gently caressing the stomach. Everybody sort of clear on that? And now combine it with the seesaw motion of the right foot. So you're doing two different motions. And if I'm using the term correctly, it is sort of gyroscopic. Anyway, it's two different oppositional movements. They're not the same. And you have to find a way to do them both. Sometimes one will stop while we're doing the other. You know, the seesaw might stop. That's no crime. Just try to do them again. The seesaw motion, the knee goes towards the floor, then the right foot goes towards the floor. As you are doing this circular caressing of your stomach. It's a very light motion. And also, what is happening to the right elbow? You're on your side, which makes the elbow sort of point to the ceiling, and the elbow sort of moves right and left, and after a while it's going to move like to four points of the compass. And Feldenkrais, I'm quoting him, he said, make it a light movement, the lightest movement you could conceive of. This is definitely not calisthenics. It's much subtler. Your nervous system will understand it because you don't have to hit the nervous system over the head with a piano, with a hammer or piano either. Boy, I'm really mixing my words.
Mercury's going retrograde tomorrow.
Pardon me?
Mercury goes retrograde tomorrow. Communication breakdown.
Oh, yeah? That's what's the matter. Okay. Continue the movement. Won't you rest on your backs for a second? Okay. Don't do anything else, just rest. And what will be, will be. You'll find out what this is doing for you. Maybe it's doing something, maybe it's doing nothing. But let it do that something or the nothing or whatever. Turn over on your left side again, gently. Try to keep whatever good feeling you're having. The same configuration with... No, sorry. Bring up the right foot again as you had with that foot on the floor, the right foot on the floor. And just let the right foot go a little to the left and a little to the right. Pardon me?
The knee go left to right?
Just the knee. Just the knee at the moment. I know later we'll slide the foot. You just recouping this movement to see if it's a little easier. Try to vary the speed of the movement. Make it slower. And then make it a little faster, make it silly, make it, don't work for perfection. Just do silly things. Feldenkrais was great for suggesting silly things. Okay, so now rest your right tibia on your leg again, your left leg again. And Feldenkrais says, I told you before, you're caressing your stomach a little bit in the circular motion. Now, he would like you to pulse the movement, pulse the hand a bit. In other words, gently, and I mean gently, flex the fingers a little bit and unflex them. Again, this is not a hand strengthening exercise, so it's very subtle, and Feldenkrais says that. Make for the lightest, easiest, smallest movement you can. And pay attention to the movement of the elbow. You're on your side, so the elbow is like pointed towards the ceiling a bit. Now, as you do this circular and flexing movement of the hand, the elbow is going to move in a circular motion. So allow that. And he says, and I quote, work for lightness. And the elbow, strangely enough, is going to feel the lightest of all.
You're doing the circular motion too.
Pardon me?
You're doing that.
As you're doing that, yes, you're doing. Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, we're not circling on the top of our head. Yeah. What was the question?
What are our instructions? The elbow going to the ceiling.
Yeah. So just, I want to just caress your hand. Move your, you rest your elbow against, you don't hold it up.
Okay.
But just do that little circular movement with your hand and pay attention to what's happening into the elbow. It could be small. If you circle up with the hand, and you're also influenced by the movement of the stomach. You're not ignoring that. You're working within that. So there are a lot of different motions in this lesson. Try to keep the whole engine going, which means the seesaw as well. And try to work for lightness of the right elbow. Make sure there's a fulcrum which enables you to do a seesaw lightly. It almost does itself. You just tip it a little forward and tip it a little backward while you're caressing and doing a bell hands motion over your stomach. Work for ease, lightness of motion. And this seesaw is a different motion, so you're going to have to let them combine themselves as they will. And it should be a pleasurable effect. The right foot is not touching anything. It doesn't touch the other foot. Move this knee a little forward. There. See, that's a fulcrum. And just do it easily. Okay, rests on your back. Scan your body for the changes. You don't have to rush finding the changes. If you just pay attention, they'll come to you. It's internal. The changes are internal and they come to you. You don't have to even run after them. You just wait for them, and they'll meet you on the corner. And you go out to dinner or whatever you're going to do. Again, enjoy the rest period and the awareness. I'll shut up so you can, really be with it. So now gently go. Come on your left side again. Now make it gentle. Keep the whatever movement, whatever you found in the movement. You're moving with your new system, the things you found. And this time put the right foot on the floor and with the knee pointing up. Okay, now you're doing the movement with the hand and the elbow. You're circling the hand and making a bell-like motion or like a sea anemone. It sort of pulses. I hope people will forgive me for using that term, but that's a term I like. It's like a pulsing. It's not a opening and closing like you're doing exercise. It almost does itself. Like the stomach does itself, it breathes. And you're relating to the motion of the stomach too. You're not ignoring it, but you're enjoying it. And see that elbow, which tends to be pointed a little toward the ceiling. See if it's light movement. Feldenkrais said that it becomes the lightest thing. And that's a sort of circular movement of the elbow. Okay, now as you're doing that, just bring the right foot on the floor a little bit to the right and to the left. You know, and see if you can do the both motions at the same time. Pardon me? I'm sorry, who's...
You mean move the knee to the right and left?
Yeah, you just move the foot. Slide the foot on the floor, the foot. To the right. You just sliding the foot on the floor, left and right. The foot, not the...
Take your leg up?
With the knee pointing to the ceiling. This is a difficult thing, I guess, to describe, because Feldenkrais... He yelled at people. It's on the floor, he said. You're moving the foot on the floor. The knee might be straight. Okay.
Sweep the foot.
Pardon me?
Sweep, would you say sweep the foot?
You're sliding the foot.
Sweeping motion?
On the floor, a little bit. Okay. Now, raise the right foot off the floor a little bit. Just a little bit. Doesn't have to be much. The foot off the floor. Now, use that right leg as a pendulum, and you come in to the left with the knee, and you're doing a pendulum effect of the right knee and leg. As you're doing the thing with the stomach and the bell hand. And see how that movement of the right knee, what does that affect? You could make a broader movement and move towards the back and on the side, but actually keeping the constraint of lying on the left side is probably better. Now, the motion of the hand should not be disturbed.
It keeps going, right?
Pardon me?
The hand, you're still working on the
side. Yeah, mm-hmm. Okay, rest on your backs. I think that's right, the last piece here. Just rest, sink into the floor. It's a strange phenomenon of lying on the floor. You sink into the floor, and in a way you keep sinking. You don't stop. The floor doesn't change to iron at a certain spot. Well, that's more of a Gindler concept. Scan for the changes, and I hope they're nice for you. But the big thing about Feldenkrais is you are doing it. Not me, I'm just rattling along here. But you are exploring the movements. That's not to say that I'm not responsible. I am. Okay, come over gently on your left side again. And this time, put the right knee on the floor behind the left knee. The right knee on the floor, right. And put your right hand in front of you, like the palm on the floor, facing outward. Not up and not down, outward. Ahead, as Feldenkrais would say. This way. This way. Yeah, this way. And keep the elbow up. Yeah, okay. Turn on your left side. Okay. The right knee is behind the left. Yeah. Put the hand forward, the palm on the floor. That's it. Yeah. Close to the body.
Saying forward. Where are the fingers?
Forward is the way the front of your body. Okay. It's a Feldenkrais forward. Up is over your head, down is to your feet. Forward is forward. You're standing the what?
You're standing the hand.
Yeah, you could say that. Actually, that's good. Don't put the hand too far away because they want the movement of the elbow. Everybody clear on that? Yeah, this way, forward. Point the fingers to me. And now you're going to be moving the hand forward. And but keep the hand a little close to you. It makes a better movement. Yeah, the right knee is behind the left. And you make yourself comfortable. So, move the right knee, the left knee, excuse me, should be on the floor, not on top of the... Yeah. It's a twist. Okay, now move the palm, which is on the floor, the elbow pointed up, a little forward and back. It doesn't have to be much. It could be a half an inch. In fact, make it small. Forward and back. Small, keep the... Pardon me? You don't, you slide the palm gently on the floor. Keep the hand a little towards you. That's good, yeah. Yeah. Well, maybe that's too. It'd be a comfortable distance. The elbow should be involved. Okay. Have you made that a comfortable move for yourself? It's just a stupid move. But you got to make it interesting. You're exploring this move. Okay, now add to this forward motion of the hand on the floor, move the knee a little, the right knee a little on the floor. Now you're going to say, well, the left back of the left knee is in the way. But it's not. It might shorten the move. Move, in addition to moving the right hand forward, move, what is it? The right knee forward. In other words, you'd be moving it in the direction of the back of the left knee, but so what? And these motions go at the same time. And make it comfortable. Make it so it makes sense. You're exploring movement. That's what we do in this business. Okay, rest in place, just in place. And now move both the same hand and the knee forward and then backward. Small movement. the right knee and the right hand move forward and backward. Again, you have to make sense of the movement. What is it for? What is it teaching you? What is the pleasure of it? What are the other parts of the body which get involved, even if in a limited sense, if there's a constraint? Okay, rest in place, or rest on your back for a moment, okay? Rest on your back for a moment. Sometimes in Feldenkrais, you sometimes have long rest, sometimes you have short rest, or sometimes you don't have rest, but whatever you have, you work it out. I've had some experience in the theater, and it's like as if you were waiting in the wings to go on stage, and you only had a second and a half to prepare. What would you do? You would do it very well. You'd do it in that time limit. So if you only have a second to rest, you can still scan the body. It's what I call existential time, but don't pay any attention to me. I'm often silly in my descriptions. But I think it really does exist. That is, you're not worrying about the next nanosecond. You're involved in this nanosecond. And you can do a lot in this nanosecond. So now, with that in mind, go on your left side again, with the right knee behind the left. Okay, and put the right hand on the floor, the right palm on the floor, facing forward, forward. Mm-hmm. Now, you've moved the hand backwards and forward now. Move the hand and the right knee up and down, up and down. How does it feel to move the knee and the hand in the same direction? Are they working together? Is there any sense to have them tied together? Maybe it doesn't. Maybe it does. You have to make the sense out of it. Try to keep the movement forward. It's not down, it's forward.
Up to the ceiling?
Forward is what? I'm sorry. Oh, did I say that? Okay. All right, you're up. Yeah, sorry. Up and down.
Not forward and backwards.
Yeah, okay. Well, the point is, we're going to do it forward, backwards, and up and down in a circular motion.
Okay.
All right? Oh, I got out of that one. Jesus. Up and down. Well, saved. Up and down. Now, is this fun? It has to be fun, although it's not worth doing. Of course, we're coming to a real difficult part, but which I can't do. So you might have difficulty. You might have difficulty. Of course, you're all very proficient and experienced. Now, here comes the coup de grace. You're moving the hand in one circular motion, clockwise or counterclockwise. Move the hand in one direction and the knee in the other direction. There are two directions, clockwise or counterclockwise. If you can do that, you're good. I found this difficult. If it's difficult, just try an arc of the circle. You know, you're going one way with the hand, one another way with the leg. Make it a 15-minute arc. Of course, most of you can do it, then that's great. Now change the direction of the knee motion and the hand motion. In other words, what was clockwise, you make counterclockwise, and what was counterclockwise, you make. And ask yourself, was this fun? It's supposed to be fun. That, I guess, I'm responsible for, so.
Funny.
Try to make it fun for yourself. Pleasurable. Rest on your back for one brief second. And as I said, even if you're only a second, you can make a good rest. Okay, come up gently, roll on one side, and come up to standing slowly. Easy on the neck. Just come to standing. Yeah, just take your time. No. And see how it is, either sitting in gravity or standing in gravity. And then walk around a little bit for yourself. Okay, thanks a lot. Appreciate it. Thank you.